This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran says it no longer limits the number of centrifuges used to enrich uranium. It's a virtual abandonment of the 2015 nuclear deal. The move comes 2 days after a U.S. missile strike in Baghdad killed the top Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani, leading to threats of Iranian revenge. Meanwhile, there's still lots of reaction, as many analysts say the escalation between Iran and the U.S. could be a precursor to war. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Iraq's parliament reacted Sunday by approving a resolution asking their government to oust American troops. President Trump, at an event Friday in Miami, said killing Soleimani stopped an imminent threat.
He was plotting attacks against Americans, but now we've ensured that his atrocities have been stopped for good. They are stopped for good. I don't know if you know what was happening, but he was planning a very major attack, and we got him.
Skeptics call the evidence for a Soleimani-led major attack razor-thin and say it puts Americans at risk. Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the strike came at just the right time. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
And President Trump says that the U.S. states, United States, will not leave Iraq unless it is paid back for a U.S. air base it built there. He told reporters on Air Force One Sunday night that the U.S. has an extraordinarily expensive air base in Iraq that costs billions of dollars. The United States uses 12 different military facilities across Iraq. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.
Y hoy bloquear el ingreso de parlamentarios.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido accusing Venezuelan troops of violating the country's constitution by blocking legislators from entering the parliament building. From an alternative site, they reelected Guaido as head of Congress. The blockade allowed the ruling Socialist Party to hand the post to legislator Luis Parra, who was recently expelled by an opposition party over corruption allegations. The gambit by the government of President Maduro was slammed by the United States, the European Union, and a dozen Latin American nations. But the move may further weaken the opposition's already flagging campaign to oust Maduro and creates two competing leaders of parliament in a nation caught in a political standoff and suffering a hyperinflation economic collapse. Islamic extremists killed three U.S. military personnel Sunday when they attacked a military base used by U.S. and Kenyan forces along the border with Somalia. VOA's Mohammed Youssef.
Kenya Defense Forces also said in a statement they fought off the attackers and four militants were killed. The U.S. military's Africa Command said initial reports reflected damage to equipment and infrastructure, and the situation remains tense. The station is situated in Lamu County along the Kenya-Somalia border. Mohammed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
Thousands took part in a solidarity march and rally in New York City Sunday to denounce anti-Semitism and all acts of hate. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
They marched across the Brooklyn Bridge with signs reading, "No hate, no fear." Michael Miller is head of the Jewish Community Relations Council.
We've had enough of being preyed upon.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, Ariel Sapash is afraid for her family.
Everyone in America should be able to live, not fear to go to synagogue.
Governor Andrew Cuomo wants a domestic terrorism law.
These are terrorists and it should be punished as such.
And he's making an additional $45 billion available to non-public schools and religious institutions for security. Julie Walker, New York.
And two more people are missing in remote parts of New South Wales state as rain and cooler temperatures brought some measures of relief Monday to Australian communities battling wildfires. The rain was also making it challenging for higher temperatures that have been forecast for later in the week. The wildfires have so far scorched an area twice the size of the U.S. state of Maryland. They have killed at least 24 people and destroyed about 2,000 homes. More than 135 bushfires are still burning across Australia's most populous state. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.